Police investigate ship's collision with USS Midway in San Diego. Harbor police are investigating what caused a private boat to ram into the USS Midway aircraft carrier in San Diego Harbor, authorities confirmed July 21. Video shared on social media captured the moment the 50-foot power boat collided with the massive floating museum 3 days earlier, revealing the startling moment when the boat's bow rammed the decommissioned ship on the port, or left, side. A Harbor Police Records employee told the Epoch Times on July 21 that the incident report was not yet ready to be released, and details of any potential arrests were not available. According to USS Midway Museum spokesman David Kuntz, the accident happened just before noon on July 18, causing damage to the paint and a corrosion system. The ship did not sustain any structural damage, and the hull was not breached, the museum reported. Early estimates show the accident could cost about $100,000, Kuntz said. We have some part of the hull where paint is scuffed or scraped up a bit, so we'll need to do some repainting, Kuntz told the Epoch Times. There was no disruption to museum operations, and nearly everyone on board at the time was not aware of the accident, Kuntz added. The museum had up to 4,000 visitors on the day of the incident, and no one was injured, according to Kuntz. The USS Midway is docked at the Port of San Diego at the Navy Pier on the Embarcadero in downtown San Diego and is popular with tourists. Collisions with the historic military carrier are rare. This happens with tremendous infrequency, Kuntz said. The last accident happened in 2018, when a sailboat came too close and its mast hit the edge of the flight deck, he said. The Midway was the longest-serving aircraft carrier in the 20th century. It was named after the Battle of Midway that took place in June 1942, according to the museum's website. Although the ship was built in less than a year and a half, it missed World War II by 1 week when it was commissioned on September 10, 1945. With an armored flight deck holding 120 airplanes, the carrier played key roles in the Cold War with the Soviet Union. In 1946, it became the first United States carrier to operate in the midwinter subarctic. The next year, the ship became the only one to launch a captured German V-2 rocket. Midway served in the Atlantic Ocean for 10 years and patrolled NATO regions. It also made a cruise around the world to the West Coast in 1955, where it was rebuilt with an angled deck for improved jet operations. The ship's first combat deployment was in 1965 against North Vietnam, and it served as a floating base for large Air Force helicopters during the fall of Saigon in April 1975, which evacuated more than 3,000 refugees. The ship was also deployed in 1990 to the Persian Gulf in response to the Iraqi seizure of Kuwait and Operation Desert Storm. It was decommissioned in San Diego on April 11, 1992, and later donated to the nonprofit San Diego Aircraft Carrier Museum Organization. The museum opened in June 2004.